From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Antarctica is a continent of extremes and superlatives. It's the coldest continent, with Earth's lowest recorded temperature of 130 below zero Fahrenheit. It's the driest continent, with just 6 inches of precipitation a year. It's the windiest continent, with gusts up to 200 miles an hour. Surprisingly, it's the highest continent, with an average altitude of 8,200 feet, largely due to ice sheets up to 15,000 feet thick. It also has an extreme range of geologic age, with rocks nearly 4 billion years old on one end and young volcanoes forming on the other. Hundreds of millions of years ago, Antarctica sat within the supercontinent of Pangaea. When Pangaea began to break up more than 80 million years ago, Antarctica ended up alone at the southern end of the Earth. When the climate cooled 34 million years ago, Antarctica began to ice over. Over millions more years, as glaciers advanced and retreated on Earth dozens of times, ice built steadily on Antarctica, such that 98% of its land is now covered in ice, hiding what lies below. As a result, we know less about Antarctica's geology than that of the Moon or Mars. But with advanced satellite sensing, scientists are now able to look below the ice to map a continent of massive bluffs, erosion zones, and ancient river drainages that still shape the flow of ice today. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.